8:02 the time of Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, and I punched that song on purpose there. That was Overture from The Who, because I knew I've got somebody with some serious rock and roll chops on the line here, and the hold button just had to be cool. We welcome back as mayor for a conversation, as we will do each and every Thursday. We welcome back Mayor Bob Whalen for the conversation. Welcome back, Mayor Whalen. How are you?
Thanks so much, Ed. Great to be back with you. This is something we started first doing in early on in coronavirus, and then of course Kemp did it last year, and a great job as our mayor this year. And but anyway, it's great to be back. I think I really enjoy these, and I hope your listeners enjoy these.
I know that they do. We've been compared to Martin and Lewis and Hope and Crosby, and we've been compared to all the great teams. So, they do, and we are certainly honored to have you back, and we always thank you for the time. So, catch us up. What you been doing? You been fishing for a year?
No, I've been around. You know, I've been still practicing law and still obviously doing the work on the council. And then, you know, our family continues to grow. We got four little grandkids now who come into town now and again, or we go visit them. So, yeah, it's been a great year.
Right.
Really good year.
Right. I know you've been busy, and I said that completely tongue in cheek. And you mentioned your grandkids, and if I may take a moment just for a second, you really fit the bill of a great of a good grandfather. As I watched you push one of your grandkids around on hospitality night in a carriage, you have it down.
Such a fun night, you know. He got to get with Santa and put a little fire hat on. It was terrific. But I thought it was a fantastic turnout, big turnout this year. And you know, everybody seemed to be having a great time. Yeah. So and a lot of little kids, because we set those, you know, fun booths up now at the Pepper Tree lot, which is a nice fun feature.
Yeah, beautifully done, beautifully organized, and wonderfully secured. And my thanks to the city of Laguna Beach and the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce for making sure we all had a blast that night. It was a fantastic time. And yeah, you wore your happiness on your face. It was hard to do. It was hard to hide. So I'm glad we saw that there. So let's talk about some council business. We have we've sworn in two brand new city council members, Alex Ranaghi and Mark Orgill. And of course, we've re-sworn in the former mayor, who is now Mayor Pro Tem, Sue Kemp. With this group of council members, George Weiss included, a year from now, what are some of the accomplishments that you're hoping to have achieved with this council? For instance, where do you see us on fire mitigation?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a busy year, I think. And as I said the other night at the council meeting, I'm really optimistic for it. Elections give a chance for change and opportunity and new energy. And we've got all of that, I think, with our two incoming members. And, fire mitigation, we'll continue to work on. I just signed a letter the other day with then Mayor Sue Kemp on the South Laguna, South Coast Water District. You know, they just approved a very important one on our list of 46 improvements, an expansion of Reservoir 2B in South Laguna to double the capacity, water, you know, capacity storage, and very important for fire safety. So that's going to move ahead.
Excellent.
And we're going to continue to look to implement our undergrounding projects, you know, a little stretch of Park Avenue to get that last little bit underground. Bluebird's on the slate to begin construction or expansion of the kind of a choke point, we call it, down at the bottom of Bluebird Canyon to enhance evacuation opportunities there. And, of course, the PCH undergrounding, $10 million for the, you know, places where we still have wires crossing Coast Highway, still moving ahead. And I think part of that will get into a construction bid phase later this year. So, you know, we've got lots of things going on there, and we'll continue to march down the list. You know, it's good to have a list. You know, like check like Santa, right?
Yeah.
You get the list, you check it twice.
I work off of lists. I work best off of lists. I know a lot of people don't, whatever. I do. I work really, really well off of lists. You mentioned undergrounding, and I'm curious about undergrounding on the canyon. In the next year, and are we looking to maybe get into more conversations with Edison? Can we expect any discernible progress there in the next year?
I don't think we'll have construction progress, but it's a long train, a long road, but we're making progress on it. We just in our November council meeting approved the design, giving money to Edison to design the undergrounding alternatives, and we've got a couple we're looking at out there for the utilities. That's the first piece of the puzzle, if you will. Once we get those designed, then we'll be moving into the they call it it's really the design and environmental phase for the road improvements itself. So there will be a lot of public I think input later this year on the Laguna Canyon Road alternatives. We have to go through the EIR on that. We'll be looking to kick that off later this spring and engage the community, because there's going to be some decisions to be made.
Right.
Now, the big news on that we're waiting on is we were asked by the governor's office, earlier this year to apply for called a BRIC grant. But it's basically an infrastructure grant. So December 2nd, we get all that submitted. We're requesting $35 million. City will match about $15 million. So that if we hear on that, which is scheduled for August, well, I think we'll really be in business, and then we'll pursue, funding through Caltrans and the Orange County Transportation Authority for the road improvements, which is about another 50. So it's a big project.
Wow.
But if we get that first grant in place, I'd be thrilled, and I think we'd have a real project at that point.
Right, it's one step at a time. You take small bites off of big items of food. It's one step. I get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we did at the council the other night appoint a subcommittee of myself and our new council member, Alex Ranaghi, to work on just issues that come up and make sure we push it along as best we can. Alex is, of course, works for Supervisor Katrina Foley. He's got great connections at the county. And this is a regional project, really. So I think he'll be able to really be a valuable member of that committee.
Agreed.
Subcommittee.
Agreed. We spoke last week with now Mayor Pro Tem Sue Kempf, at the time she was, of course, mayor, about taking over South Laguna Beaches, and congratulations there. And that was a long time coming. And she mentioned we're hiring about 50 extra lifeguards. Are we also purchasing any more Jeeps or sand vehicles or equipment for those beaches?
Yeah, we'll have to purchase a couple vehicles and, they'll store them down and probably the back end of Aliso Beach on the inland side. And, there'll be some, of course, our public works department, there's trash to deal with, right? There's trash cans to deal with. There's the public, the marine safety part of it. And then of course, there's just the public works part of it. So, they've got a plan. They've been working hard, both those departments. I've toured all the beaches with, Chief Kevin Snow, Chief of Marine Safety, and his assistant Kai Bond, and there's some beautiful, beautiful beaches down there. But there's some, interesting, different challenges from a water safety standpoint. So they're developing a plan where they want the towers to go, and exactly how they're going to, make it work. So it's good that we're taking over March 1st. Get the ramp up period, kind of get in there and, get a game plan before the summer crowds really come upon us.
So it's
exciting.
So we are looking to get that plan in place before the summer.
Yeah. March 1 is the target date for, our personnel to take over down there. I mean, a lot of prep ahead of that, right? Ordering the equipment and vehicles that we need. The towers are on order. We got to get a vehicle or two. So it's, it's moving ahead. We got $22 million from the county to take over the beaches. We're putting that in a separate fund. We're counting for it, so South Laguna Beach costs are going to be tracked through that fund. And, And then I think the community is going to really appreciate it. It's going to allow us to kind of have a uniform approach for marine safety and, you know, the beach enforcement with our park rangers. This, you know, common throughout the city, so we don't have two sets of rules. It will be, I think it'll be really a long-term benefit to our city.
Yeah, it is a welcome benefit, and as you said, a long time coming there. We heard on Tuesday night about an understanding between Orange County and the city of Laguna Beach accepting permanent local housing allocation grant funding in the amount of $115,000. And that is to offset alternatives, the ASL's operating costs. How is that used? Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Well, we have the alternative sleeping location, you know, in the canyon that we've had for many, many years, and it's run by the Friendship Shelter under contract to the city. They do a great job for us. But, you know, there's a lot of costs that are direct costs of obviously the Friendship Shelter running that program, and then indirect costs associated with that, where we've got, you know, city response for police and other, you know, matters out there. So we do, I think the city manager said the other night, you know, we do spend about $1 million a year total on working on our homeless issues. So that $150,000 will help offset, you know, some of those costs of operation. So it's really welcome money. We get additional money each year from the county. You know, about $100,000 was sort of a community development block grant that goes to help that cost as well. So I think with that, we were thinking we might, you know, be covering about 3/4 of the cost this year from grant money.
Okay. All right. And speaking of money, and it's you're glad to get it. I love to rip open an envelope and there's $500,000. We're also accepting coronavirus aid relief and economic securities from the CARES Act. And we got $500,000 for that. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the county, again, sort of the money comes from the federal government to the county and then down to the cities. And we were granted $500,000 to offset costs, you know, from the coronavirus efforts, which, gosh, you know, it's hard to believe we're almost coming up on 3 years. Right. But, you know, I remember well March of 20 and those months after we were, you know, we spent a lot of money responding as a city to the virus effort, and I think we did a great job with it. But this will help offset some of those costs, help reimburse us for some of those costs that we weren't able to get reimbursed earlier on.
Yeah, very, very welcome grant revenue. Before I let you go, is your house ready for the holidays? You got grandkids visiting? What are you doing? Any cook? Are you doing the turkey?
I'm not doing the turkey. Kirsten is my wife's a spectacular cook, so she'll take care of that. But I'll help up. But I do a great job of cleanup, let me tell you.
Well, you know, that's a great combination. One cooks, one cleans. That's pretty cool, and I'm glad you do a great job there. Once again, congratulations, Mayor Kemp. You see what I did? Congratulations, Mayor Whalen. And thank you again for joining us on a Thursday. We look forward to talking to you each and every week as often as possible. I'll look forward to next week if you're available.
Thanks, Ed. Sounds good. And have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Thank you as well. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:16 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.